I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Walmart plans to hire up to 285 associates to work at three new Walmart Neighborhood Market stores slated to open this winter in Monroe and West Monroe. Temporary hiring centers have opened in both cities to facilitate applications. West Monroe applicants can apply at 1300 North 7th Street, Suite H. Applications accepted there Monday through Friday from 8 till 8. Two stores will open in Monroe. Applicants can visit a hiring center located on Tower Drive. Applications will be accepted Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 at the Monroe Hiring Center. Walmart's Veterans Welcome Home Commitment offers a job to any qualified veteran who's been honorably discharged within the past 12 months. Interested veterans can find out more at the company's website. According to West Monroe Walmart store manager Andrea Allen, the store will be hiring both full and part-time associates. Well, Election Day is underway, and political observers believe there will be a runoff in Louisiana's U.S. Senate race. Analyst Clancy Dubose says, as with anything on the ballot, it'll all come down to voter turnout.
I think all three of the best-known candidates, Landrieu, Cassidy, and Maness, are doing everything they can to have identified their voters and getting them to the polls early and again today for those who didn't vote early.
Dubose says Landrieu, Cassidy, and Maness are working hard to get out the vote. Most polls show Landrieu winning the primary but losing in the runoff. Dubose says a good night for Landrieu would be...
If she can get more than 47%, then she could look pretty strong going into the runoff. If she gets less than 46%, I think she's going to have a tough time.
Dubose says if the race goes to a December 6th runoff, it'll turn into a completely different election. Well, in addition to the U.S. Senate and congressional races, today's ballot features 14 constitutional amendments. Public Affairs Research Council President Robert Travis Scott says Amendment 1 protects the financial system that's been set up for nursing homes and care facilities that are matched by Medicaid to reimburse them for the care they give.
But the home care industry is concerned about being cut out of it, and the higher education is concerned that the budget process will work against them with this new amendment.
Scott says Amendment 2 would give hospitals in the state tax money that they would be able to match with Medicaid dollars to help compensate for the care they give to the uninsured. Another amendment on the ballot deals with disabled veterans. He says Amendment 7 gives an extra homestead exemption for disabled veterans.
There was sort of a loophole. Some of those disabled veterans under certain categories under the Veterans Administration rules had slipped through the cracks and were not eligible for it, and the legislature has come back with this to make sure they get them all in there.
You can get more information on the amendments at parlouisiana.org. Political commentator James Carville will serve as the principal speaker at the University of New Orleans Fall 2014 commencement next month. The university says it's honored that Carville agreed to deliver a speech for the December 18th ceremony at Lakefront Arena. UNO President Peter Foss says Carville's appearance will be a real treat for the graduates. Carville was the head strategist for President Bill Clinton's successful 1992 Democratic campaign. A professor of political science at Tulane University, he has lived in New Orleans since 2008 with his wife, Mary Madeline, a well-known Republican strategist. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies, then a 50% chance of rain later this afternoon, the high today in the mid-70s.